What's going on, folks? CJ Lauerman, aka That Sports Gamer, here, coming at you live with another episode of Bullpen Banter with my man Snaggle J. Chris, what's going on?
Not much. Excited, hyped. Baseball is back in more ways than one.
And you were very excited to talk about Diamond Dynasty, which is why we not only had
I'm always excited.
We had a Friday lunch stream to talk about RBI baseball and my questionable thoughts on RBI baseball. And yeah, now we're back here to talk about some Diamond Dynasty on a beautiful Tuesday night. I still haven't even finished getting the Friday stream audioized and put up on thatsportsgamer.com. But the video is available on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. Chris,
if you want to watch us rag on RBI baseball for a good half hour, it's must see
TV. It's constructive criticism, Chris. Come on.
Yes, that's true. We definitely did not tear the game to shreds for the better part of the half
hour. Right, but we did it because we want it to be amazing.
We did it because we love baseball.
Yeah. If we didn't love baseball, we just wouldn't even talk about it.
Exactly.
Speaking of loving baseball, I'm on like the wrong slideshow image for some reason. Tonight we're going to be talking about MLB The Show's Diamond Dynasty, as I said. Also this week, the beta for Out of the Park 20 is out. If you haven't gotten that, preorder.com. What is it? Preorder.ootpdevelopments.com. Use promo code TSG20 or SnaggleJ20.
Ooh. No, just Snaggle20.
Or Snaggle20. Save an extra 10% off.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate you.
And then, what that means this Friday, the full retail launch. I guess it's retail, technically.
I call it the worldwide launch.
Worldwide launch of Out of the Park 20.
That just sounds cool.
Is this Friday, and then next Tuesday, MLB The Show in your digital video game system of choice, as long as that choice is a PlayStation 4 family of game consoles.
Yes, I agree. I before we did this, I recorded the Snaggle Show episode that goes out tomorrow. And a lot of it is dedicated to how this is the most wonderful time of the year. And I think it's safe to say that I think just the hype in general surrounding baseball video games in the next 6-7 days is super, super high. Because, I mean, even without the hashtag ad portion, Out of the Park 20 looks fantastic. It is, you know, getting some we're getting lots of good feedback. I'm excited to be able to play it more. People think that you and I just sit and play this game all day. I wish that was true.
We need to figure out how to make that true, but it's not currently true.
But, I mean, you know, I'm really excited to jump in and try a lot of the new things we have there. I'm really excited for MLB The Show. The next 2 weeks is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, hey, we're literally less than 24 hours away from the actual start of the Major League Baseball season.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about waking up at 5:35 in the morning. Is it on MLB Network? I assume it is, right?
I assume it is. So, I mean, we're not even 12 hours away then, really.
Yeah, which means it's even closer for you.
Baseball is almost here. I know. Well, not really, but...
It's funny.
It's closer for me, but yet you're closer to Japan than I am.
Yes.
Let that sink in for a chat.
That math does check out.
I don't know.
That's only going left. Really. I don't know if you go right, who's closer.
Well, exactly. I think there's some gray area mixed in there.
You might be able to do like an up and over and get there quick.
Alley-oop.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. Ichiro's playing, starting in the opener. I'm ready for that.
See that, I'm sure you saw that majestic hose that he threw from right field. Was that yesterday? 2 days ago?
The third baseman didn't even move.
Yeah, Ryan Healy was just like, what? He's
like, all right, I guess I'll take a chest-high throw from deep right field for...
Yeah. Ichiro's like 6 years older than me. I'm lucky if I could throw the ball like from the plate to second base.
Yeah.
And he's like hosing throws from like deep right field to third in the air, right in the chest. Like, right in the chest.
It was literally a perfect throw. A perfect throw without a runner, because you probably want it a little lower if you want to slap that tag on.
Perfect decoy throw.
But you did mention Out of the Park 20. That's why I'm wearing my White Sox hat, getting ready for my Southside Hitmen franchise that we're going to be starting up Friday night here on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. subs get into the thing. Chris, why don't you sub to the channel right now, and then I can create you in the franchise.
I mean, I'm not going to do that, but...
Come on, bro. You got a Prime sub.
I will...
You got that Prime sub for me. Come on. Give me that Prime sub, bro.
Actually, different conversation for a different day, but I canceled my Amazon Prime earlier this week.
I can understand that because Canada's weird.
Well, but to make a long story short, they've changed the providers that they use for a lot of their shipping. Mm-hmm. And I've gone from getting like 2 business days to sometimes it's 4. And they won't leave the package.
Ooh.
And the place to pick up is only open from 7 to 8:30 in the morning every day.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard pass. I did order a cordless power drill today.
Nice. I have one of those.
I ordered it about 3 hours ago. It should be here tomorrow.
Nice.
Nothing will ever beat when I bought my... I bought a tablet on a Friday around 11 o'clock in the morning. It was waiting for me when I got home from work. Sorry. Amazon is a majestic creature that I love very much.
I thoroughly love Amazon, but my ordering from there has severely decreased in the last 18 months.
Step your game up. Also, the Jack Ryan TV show, very good.
I did really enjoy the Jack Ryan TV show, by the way. I thought that was fantastic. But yeah, I don't order from Amazon as much as I used to, mainly because I have, like, electronics-wise, I really have everything that I need at the moment. So, like, I'm at that stage of, like, incrementally upgrading over time. Mm-hmm. And that's primarily what I used Amazon for. Like, if I need, like, bulk things, I just go to Costco.
Yeah. Well, the main thing we're getting is, like, Aquaphor for my son's butt. Because he's a baby.
That makes sense.
They got good prices. What can I say?
That makes sense. We really get off topic very easily. And I love it.
We're talking about purchasing things on the internet. And speaking of things that you purchase on the internet... I still need to pre-order my copy of MLB The Show 19.
I also do. Rich, if you're listening to this, just float us our monthly hashtag ad, and that way I can just get it done.
I mean, that would make sense. I just need to do it. I'm ready. I just need to do it.
Lobat in the chat. What's going on, man? How you doing? Welcome to the stream.
What's going on, buddy? Which version are you getting? Out of curiosity.
Of... Digital
Deluxe. Digital Deluxe, excellent. That is also what I will be picking up, which means we get some cool bonus stuff. So one thing I would like to kick off this conversation, look at this, segue, spelt interestingly. I want to talk about the Diamond Starters. So far they've released 20 of them. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go into super depth on, like, we're not going to break down every single Diamond Starter. We'll definitely do that later.
Yeah, that's more of a
when we start launch day spectacular.
That's more of like a launch day, like when we have the game in front of us and like we can look at it and be like, hey, mm-hmm. like, because the thing is that as soon as we start going in depth, everyone's going to ask us who we recommend, considering that 33% of the field is still unknown and like, I don't know. Really hard to make a recommendation. I mean, I've looked at some of them. I've definitely. Taken interest in some of them as a potential Diamond Starter. But yeah, I did not get the Digital Deluxe last year. I'm glad I didn't, because I quit Diamond Dynasty after 3 weeks.
I don't even remember who my starter thing was with Digital Deluxe last year.
Yeah. Probably Starling Marte somewhere. Mm. But I really feel like the Digital Deluxe is going to be a good way to start. The Diamond Starters look really cool. So is there anyone on that list of the 20 that like, that you're really like, I think my decision's kind of made,
You know me, Chipper Jones on the screen right here, 108 contact versus righties, 125 contact versus lefties, 78 power versus righties, only 54 versus lefties. Kind of whack. 86 vision, some defense, which I'm a little bit worried about.
Can I just say, I just want to throw this out real quick. Rich Grisham is the greatest man in the history of the universe.
I've heard that before. The factuality of it.
I think I've probably told him that before, but I'd just like to reiterate the fact. Rich Grisham, all around good guy.
Does come through in the clutch, which is always a a good thing to have about a person. So yeah, I'm probably going to start with Chipper Jones because I have this whole plan. Chipper Jones, yeah. Get Andrew Jones, get whoever the 50% affinity guy is that we'll talk about later, and then just keep building a Braves team.
Man, I mean,
there's a Joe Carter out there. I don't know if you want Carter.
And here's the thing, right, is I love Joe Carter. Nobody can hide, like I can't hide my everlasting love of Joe Carter. But traditionally in MLB The Show, Joe Carter, super mega brutal. I mean, to be fair, sure. He wasn't the greatest baseball player to begin with. I mean,
he jumped up in the air one time after he hit a home run.
He was a above average hitter who was good for 30 to 35 home runs and 100 to 110 RBIs, was mainly a product of the lineup that he played in. But again, it's like as much as I just want to nab that Joe Carter for the fan factor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, that's also why I feel want the Chipper.
Like, exactly. But I think Chipper could be a serviceable player. I mean, he plays is he a third baseman or shortstop? So, I mean, that's a premium position.
It's an aging Chipper. Right? 44 speed could be a problem.
But still, third base is traditionally going to be relatively thin on well-balanced cards. Because who else do you have? Yes, there is quite a few third basemen, right? I think Schmidt is a...
I believe he is one of them.
Schmidt is a diamond starter. So, that you're going to... Like, if you want to go power, Chipper switch hits. Mm-hmm. I don't hate the idea of picking Chipper, but for me, like, it's just trying not to pick Joe Carter at this point. It's kind of where I'm at.
So, like, the Tony Gwynn doesn't look bad, but then again, that's going to be do contact hitters play? Something Tips mentioned in the stream, maybe you should play a little Battle Royale before you go in and make your decision on this, which I don't think that's a real terrible idea. Also, I'm going
to
look at the...
Yeah, because you don't have to pick it right off the hop, right? Like, it's a pack.
Yeah, it looks like it's just going to be a regular extra pack that you have to open. So that's might be a good idea, going in, playing some BR. Also, I'm going to go in, look at the marketplace, see which one's selling for the most, buy that one, sell it, then buy whatever card I actually want. It's most likely how it's going to end up working out.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to be taking that Kerry Wood.
Because they are sellable.
They are sellable.
See, I don't know if I like that.
Why not?
Well, I get it, right? You pay money for the pre-order incentives. You should be able to sell them. But again, like, I can't see them going for a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. You never know.
Maybe the first day you might be able to sell one for like 10 or 12K.
That's what it's all about. Got to get that hop. They should all end up being.
You know, now that you mention it, and I've thought about it for a good 10 seconds, not the worst strategy I've ever heard.
Yeah. Rip five packs of nothing if you get a 5K for it. Yeah. Think about it.
I'm interested to see who the last 10 are going to be. Obviously, I'm not going to even attempt to make a decision. I mean, there could be someone in the last 10 that I'm just like, oh no, got to have that one.
Yeah.
Position scarcity is huge. If you can get a second baseman, again, like in any of the infield positions, really.
Yeah, there's
outfielders are a dime a dozen, especially corner outfielders.
From what I remember, the Kinsler looked pretty good at second base. He might have some versatility on that card too. So
Kinsler was, I think I had Kinsler as like one of the gold loyalty cards from last year. Always a big fan.
Yeah. I'll probably get Chipper just because, but I still think the idea of see which one's going for the most, buy it, sell it, or pick it, sell it, and then go from there. There's a Braves path to get a lot of Braves cards. I feel like, I don't know, with some of these rewards and stuff, I feel like people are going to be running out Diamond Squads like pretty quickly.
So here's the thing where I'm kind of at with that, because I don't disagree. I mentioned this on Friday's episode that they managed to increase the reward accessibility for casuals while at the same time providing more things for competitive players to do. And I don't know how I feel about that now that I've sat on it for 72 hours or more.
It's also hard to do because, without having the game and playing it right now to see.
Yeah, and Because, and that's the thing. Like I said, I consider myself to be a casual player. I don't play every day. I'm not going to play every day. You know, I might play 10 to 12 hours a week if I'm lucky. So better accessibility to rewards is absolutely a plus in my personal opinion. But in my opinion, as a student of the game and a commentator about the game, I do worry that after 2 weeks or a month, everyone's going to have super OP lineups. Mm. Because, like, you know, a lot of these cards that they've trotted out there, you know, like the chip, or who is it? What's this first choice? It's Andrew.
Oh, for the first inning program?
The first inning program. It's Andrew and...
it's Andrew, it's not Gossage, right? It's like Andrew, a closer, might be a Gossage, and someone else.
It's three diamonds, anyway.
Yeah. I think they're all low 90s diamonds.
They are low 90s, but like I played Diamond Dynasty for like a month and a half last year at the beginning of the year and didn't have any diamonds. Mm-hmm. I don't think I got a diamond until like December when I got back into playing it. And the ones that I got were like the future star diamonds that were like super easy to get.
Yeah. And then it looks like, we'll talk about Team Affinity later, but there seems to be a pretty straightforward way to getting another diamond that way. So yeah. it seems like diamonds are going to be out there. So I think teams are going to have high overall teams, but I just hope there's a lot of variation among the teams. Like, did you ever see Nolan Arenado last year? I don't think I ever played a game against him. Now, he was kind of a high diamond, but also just nobody used him. So I don't know.
Because there was no need to use a above-average defensive third baseman. It really didn't give you any sort of advantage.
Also true.
Like, and that's the thing, is if they are going to increase the number of diamonds and the variability of the diamonds, and like that's the thing, if we're going to have 30-40% more diamond cards, I'm okay with it. But a large complaint from the more hardcore part of the community, not necessarily the competitive part of the community, but the part of the community that streams this game every single day for 9 months, for 10 months, their biggest complaint for the last couple of years has been, by the time September rolls around, everybody's got the same damn roster.
I felt it was a little different last year, but I mean, like guys like Gallo and stuff, kind of. At least they broke that for the beginning of the year, but towards the end,
But that's the thing. If they're looking at increasing the amount of diamonds and making it so players can get quote unquote good squads. Because we all know that just because a guy's an 89 diamond doesn't mean he's any good, right? But, like, if they're going to increase the ease of getting a good on-paper squad, but they're also going to increase the number of diamonds and make it so that, you know, there's going to be more choice to be made, I am perfectly okay with that.
I feel like Josh Donaldson was another one last year that we never saw. I feel like we haven't seen Josh Donaldson in, like, 3 years actually in a game.
Ugh. Poor Josh Donaldson, man.
But let's also talk about the Signature Series cards, which aren't immortals, but it pretty much sounds like they're immortals. Mm. So Signature Series cards are the best version of a player, not always going to be 99s, which that's fine. Not everybody's a 99. I can live with that. Some stuff about position ability. Corner outfielders, if you're a left fielder, you're going to get right fielder as a secondary automatically. If you're a center fielder, you're going to get left and right fielders, secondaries. And then if you're a infielder, or for any other positions, you're only going to get it as a secondary if you played an entire season there. So I don't remember if they said Chipper is going to get shortstop as a secondary, because I don't think he played there long enough. But I believe...
We could certainly look into that.
Yeah, but I believe the Chipper Signature Series will be a third baseman that will have left field ability because he did play there for, I want to say, like 2 years, maybe even three. And they can be acquired multiple ways through XP, programs, rank seasons, BR, and they are sellable.
Chipper's not getting shortstop. I mean, he only played 49 games there in his entire career.
Yeah.
Or mixed out over 5 seasons.
Yeah, so I was trying to kind of understand what the difference was between these and Immortals. They were saying that the career average is going to be the floor for the ratings, or for the individual attributes. And then the prime years is going to be the ceiling. So I don't know if they're doing, like, some averages. So there might be a little bit worse than Immortals.
Well, they did say that, like you mentioned, they're not always going to be a 99. So immediately, yeah, that's the one difference between these guys and Immortals, I guess.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
I think the biggest thing with these is the cards themselves may appear to be Immortals. I think the difference between Signature Series and Immortals is the Signature Series appears like they're going to be easier to acquire.
Yeah.
The cards themselves scream out Immortals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if they ever came right out and explained the calculation behind how they got to an Immortal card.
I think it was just the best in everything.
It was the period of time where I just didn't give a care about the game.
Yeah, I think it was like, I think when they explained it at some point that it was like the year that if you made his cards for all these years, his highest contact versus righties was this. His highest contact versus lefties was this. And they put them all together.
So it still seems like they're Frankensteining together a card.
Mm.
I'm not even going to go down that road. But I was just going to say, if, you know, in the OOTP realm, this card would be shredded for being fake. Just saying. Which, by the way, I don't see that same complaint in the MLB The Show community. Funny how that works.
What's funny is I need to go through the Perfect Team listing, because I want to see. I assume all the peak cards in Perfect Team are the highest cards of the player.
They are, yes.
Yeah. So
we've made that adjustment this year.
Yeah, and I don't. They're definitely not all 99s, but they are the highest card of that player. So
yes,
they're very similar.
And that's the thing, right? Like you look at like could you have a Signature Series that is, say, like, you know, just a regular all-star player. Like, I would expect the Signature Series Chipper would probably be a 99.
Probably. I would expect you're only going to get a Signature Series card of a guy that has, you know, 3 or 4 cards in the game already.
That's the thing. Like if you had a Signature Series, like, I'm trying to think of someone who, like, a Signature Series Jim Thome as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect the Signature Series Jim Thome to be a 99.
No, probably like 96.
He did not play very good defensively. You know, like again, even if you cherry pick his career average as the floor, I see him being a good mid 90s card, and probably a very good power hitting lefty who you're going to, you know, put at first base and hope he doesn't make a bazillion errors.
Yeah.
But like, that's the thing is anytime you have these.
Does Jim Thome have third base eligibility on a Signature Series?
Luckily, the wonderful folks from Baseball Reference, which is a tab that I always have open, by the way, now.
They've provided us a beautiful website.
They have provided us a beautiful website that we can use. But anytime you get into these cards that are not directly freak of natures? I was going to say that are Frankenstein together, that are not directly based on a particular season that you could point to and say, this is what that guy did. Jim Thome played third base exclusively from 1991 until 1997, except for 2 games at DH, and he had full seasons in 95 and 96, so he would have third base eligibility on a Signature Series.
Hold on. Jim Thome in this game?
I don't actually think he is.
Why did you even bring him up then?
I'm just saying. Speculation. Heard it here first, guys. Jim Thome coming to MLB The Show this year. Jim Tome's coming in. Just saying.
Maybe let's just say on purpose we decided to use a legend that's not in the game so that we could give better examples, I guess.
Well, that's just someone that popped in my head as a guy who would be deserving of a Signature Series, you know, recently inducted into the Hall of Fame and whatnot.
You'd obviously give him an impact veteran. You could have the third base rookie card. You would have a number of cards for a Jim Thome.
Exactly. And also someone who I just don't see their Signature Series being a 99. But that's the thing. Anytime you get into these Frankenstein together cards, it's always going to be interesting to see how they're implemented. But again, people comparing the Immortals versus the Signature Series, the big difference appears to be how you get them.
Yeah.
No, like the ones... no 500 home run tasks, no gigantic exchanges. I'm sure they're not going to be easy to get, but they're not going to be the absolute monumental chore that they were in MLB The Show 18.
Yeah, specifically the ones that were showing on the screen right now, the Brooks, Frank Thomas, Joe Morgan, Tony Gwynn, and Duke Snider.
Easy peasy.
These 99s, easy.
Play the game.
As you said, play the game. So these are going to be part of the XP reward path that you can go through. So if you've been playing the show, you know your little thing up in the top corner goes from... does it start at a color? Does it start at bronze? Or do you have to get to bronze? So it's bronze, silver, gold...
Diamond.
Diamond, right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing over that. But there's five tiers. So maybe you start at nothing.
If last year it was four tiers and started at bronze.
Yeah, so maybe this year you start at nothing. Because you're going to get... I guess you can get all five of these, right? Because for every 100, you get to choose one of these.
But does it top out at 400 or 500?
That's what I don't know. That's why I don't know if the first tier is nothing.
And then you get the bronze. I thought it was the same as last year, which would mean level 400 would be the top. Or level 100 diamond was the top. So there was 400.
Oh, levels. Okay. So yeah, then that's what it is. So level 100. Level technically 500.
Because it starts over at each 100. So like it doesn't go like 0 to 400. It goes 0 to 100, 0 to 100, 0 to 100, 0 to 100.
So when you get to bronze 99, you get another one, and then you'll get to pick one of these five. Then you get to silver 99, you'll get to 100, you'll pick one of these. Then gold 99.
Chad is saying you can get all five.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Which would make sense. If there's five of them and they're non-sellable, you would have to assume that they would make it 500 levels so that you could get them all.
Yeah. So you can only get these by playing the game, which is the most important thing.
It's time to play the game.
I guess you start... So when you finish bronze, you get one. When you finish silver, you get one. When you finish gold, you get one.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, you can get all five.
I don't know. You can get all five.
Pretty solid rewards for just playing the game.
Yeah. Those are five good guys. Non-sellable.
I'm okay with that.
They said most of the stuff that you have to like earn through playing is going to be non-sellable.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. So. I'm okay with like XP rewards and things like that. Being non-sellable. I'm okay with a lot of the other stuff, like the affinity being non-sellable. I'm okay with that. That doesn't upset me a whole lot. I do enjoy that they have turned around and made some stuff sellable that previously was unsellable, like, for example, your digital deluxe rewards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. I'm a big fan. But I'm like I said, stuff like this where you're getting them through playing... like not necessarily like grinding towards them, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. I'm okay with them being non-sellable, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And so those aren't the only rewards in the reward path. Every few levels, you're going to get something else, be it a gear up pack, a standard pack, a choice pack, a whole bunch of stuff. And I think once you get to the diamond tier, there's going to be a lot of diamond player packs in there. So you'll be getting a lot of cool stuff. I assume whatever's in those packs is sellable.
I would assume, yeah.
But that's just a guess. But not these big ones. Because I think they said all like low gold, all the low diamonds are kind of, low and mid diamonds are kind of sellable. The high ones are going to be hard to, or not sellable. All right. Team Affinity. Hit the button. Team Affinity. So for each team, you're going to have levels 1 to 100 to unlock stuff. I really think you only need to play to level 50.
I was just going to say, is anybody going to play past level 50 in any of them?
Or at least, is anybody going to play past level 50 intentionally? Yeah. Level 50 is going to get you that team's team affinity diamond, which is looking like mid to low diamond, so like an 85 to an 89. I think all the ones they showed, maybe there was one that was like a 91 that they showed. So the easiest way... to do this is just to play March to October on Hall of Fame difficulty. You'll get to level 50 that way. You get 20, we'll just say percentages because it's easier that way. Yep. You get 20% just for winning March to October. Technically, I guess it's on rookie. If you win it on Veteran, you get an extra 10% if you win it on All-Star, another 10 on top of that. Hall of Fame, another 10 on that. And Legend, another 10 on that. So you play it on Legend, you get 60%, which means you get your Diamond plus a little something. I don't see any reason to play more than 50% on purpose, but that's just me.
The banners are irrelevant. Yeah, like I said, like you might collect, you might end up collecting them as you go through and be like, oh, I played enough, whatever, to get another this many, you know, points. So
yeah, because the March to October is the big thing. Then some littler things are if you play 250 innings with players from that specific team, you'll get 5%, and that's repeatable. And that's online and offline. If you do play online for every 150 innings with a player from that team, you'll get another 2%.
Big fan of big. I'm a big fan of that. By the way, we talked about that on Friday. A
little bonus.
Big fan of incentivizing people playing online. Mm-hmm. I hate grinding against the CPU.
Yep.
But it was a means to an end. Now, especially when it's just stuff like innings. Yeah. Like, I'm not a good MLB The Show player. I posted my records on Twitter last week. Go look at them. I suck. But I would rather play a 5-1 loss against another human than beat the CPU 21-0. If I can achieve the same thing and get a little bonus for playing it online, I'm going to play it online. A huge, huge addition, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would also not mind if some of the stat missions had something like that where... If last year's get 20 doubles with Joe Torre was actually, you can get 20 or 10 doubles. You can get 10 offline, but if you get 5 online, we'll slide it to you there.
Well, I was going to say, like,
online ones count as a double and a half or something.
I was
like going to
say, yeah, that's what I was going to say, some sort of multiplier where it counts as like a double and a half or, you know, something like, you know, I don't know how you'd round that so that it works, but. Yeah, I really wish the stat-based ones would be, you know, a little more for doing it online, but it's a little bit trickier to do probably and trickier to program.
Yeah, and then on top of that, there's also a couple of exchange missions you can do in there by trading in cards of rival teams. There's going to be 3 options there that can get you 10, 15, or 20% towards your goal. So, like, for me, again, the main thing... really is going to depend on how long March to October takes to complete. Mm-hmm. If it's not like a crazy grind, I could see playing, you know, if you play on All-Star, if you're like, I feel like if you're a competent player, you can play on All-Star. You can, that's 40%. You knock that out for a couple of teams and then you play a couple games with their players. You're there. Yeah. You're there at a diamond. So like, I think this is a really good thing. If it's 5 hours, I will knock out the. And if it's 5 hours and the Braves team affinity reward is something good, try to knock that out day one.
Yeah, and that's the thing too is what are the rewards going to be? That makes a big difference too, right?
Yeah, and that's going to be another thing. Launch day, I'll probably go through, look at all the cards and clip a video for it. Go through all the team affinities so that we can see who all the diamonds are. But yeah, again, after 50. Sure, there's some packs, there's some stubs, and a nameplate. I don't really see a need to go further than that. Which, you know, I understand. I actually think that's a good idea because if you don't want to, you don't have to do all of this stuff to get that diamond. You can go in, get the diamond now, be done with it.
Yeah, agree.
As you said, those diamonds are non-sellable.
Yeah, again. I would like to maybe pick off, realistically, I might identify like 5 that I might want to work towards.
Yep.
That seems like it's probably a satisfactory amount.
Yeah. My first one's going to be the Braves. And then if there's 4 people that I think, or 4 cards that I think are going to be playable for a decent amount of time, definitely just going to knock them out.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'll probably get the Jays one. I'm going to assume it's probably somebody cool like Robbie Alomar or, you know, like a not super OP version of Robbie Alomar. Who knows? Maybe who knows who could be thrown in there. But I'll probably crank out the Jays one, and then maybe identify two or three others that I might work towards. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we'll see.
Sadly, where that goes. Oakland's Josh Donaldson and not Ricky Henderson, who they announced yesterday, Monday,
2 days ago? Yesterday.
So, I feel like there's a lot of ability to build a decent squad around a favorite team. Yeah. There's kind of part of me that wants to just be like, we're going Braves, and I've already seen like five diamonds that are worth picking up. Except yeah. Dale Murphy's splits are weird.
Yeah, I feel like, and again, I think that's more of a benefit now that they have multiple lineups in Diamond Dynasty. Mm-hmm. You can actually do something like this. And like one thing that I always enjoy watching content creators do, and like especially guys like Scuffy McGee and Daddy DMU, they run like bronze teams through ranked seasons. Mm-hmm. And like for me, the daunting part of that is I don't want to have to set my lineup every time when I go to do that. Like right. that's annoying as all get out. But with multiple lineups, if you want to run a bronze team or if you want to run a Braves team, you can have that lineup ready to go. And you want to play some games with your Braves team? Load it up. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Make it happen. So, you know, it's going to the multiple lineups makes that a little easier. But yeah, there's definitely some Braves is an interesting one. I did briefly run a Jays theme team, I think, in 17. I had a lot of fun with that.
And now you can get A.J. Burnett on that Blue Jays team. So
maybe.
You got that going for
maybe.
You.
Maybe. A.J. Burnett, even is that even confirmed yet?
Yeah, 83. He's not a starter. He was in one of these things. I don't remember which one. Was it Collection? No. Was he a Collection? Is he the Marlins Collection?
Brett Cecil's the Collection Reward.
For the Blue Jays. No, they showed his Marlins card.
Burnett is the Collection Reward for the Marlins. Yes.
Yeah, Burnett is the first. Hey, guess what? Segway. Thanks for the resub, Zach. Segway. A.J. Burnett is the... Oh, what is the Choice Pack Reward for getting to...
One of the ranked season tiers.
Yeah, in ranked seasons.
Yeah.
Ranked seasons, pretty much the same as it's been in the past. Big change. You're going to get the rewards as you reach that level.
Love it.
So once you get there, and I guess all the reward tiers are choice packs. That's what it seems like.
It does seem like that. I'm a big fan of that, too. Mm-hmm. I like being able to say, like, hey, you're going to get your choice of whatever, whatever. I hate to see or to give credit to another game, but that was something I always enjoyed about Madden was the choice packs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It added a very, very interesting element to a reward. Yeah. When you have three elite players that you're looking at and you're like, well, you know, Muhammad Wilkerson will really shore up my defensive line, but there's this middle linebacker that's in there that I could really use, and then there's this wide receiver that's got like 92 speed. Like, it was, you know, it added that extra intrigue. So I like the idea of choice packs. I think if you're going to steal something or borrow something or take inspiration from, I guess, another game, choice packs is something that I definitely am a big fan of. It just adds another wrinkle to the depth of Diamond Dynasty.
And another thing is now there's you're three times as likely to get a card that you actually want.
Yeah.
Because last year, was Darren Erstad the first reward? Did anybody want that Darren Erstad card?
I think Darren Erstad was like the September reward, wasn't he? I think it was. I think Darren
Erstad. He might have been like May or June. Because I remember it before I stopped playing, so it had to have been early in the year. But yeah, now you have a chance of getting three. I can't see what the screenshot shows. I know it was Don Mattingly.
It was he was the May season reward. So he went out in early June.
So first season, assuming this is correct, or assuming this is how the first season is going to go, your options are going to be Brett Boone, Don Mattingly, or... Is it Christy Mathewson? I can't see that.
Yes, it is.
I can't see that screenshot that good. Looks like
Christy Mathewson is the third one.
Yeah. So, hey, maybe you don't need a first baseman. Maybe you don't need a second baseman. But a fireball and Christy Mathewson could help your team get to World Series. Oh.
I'm a big fan.
And then the big change, another big change, I should say, once you get past, like you get into World Series, now if you get to 1,000 rating points, you're going to get a 10-pack bundle, some XP and some stubs. If you get to 1,100, I think I said 10,000. No, I don't know what I said.
You said 1,000.
I thought I said 1,000 because 1,100 sounded weird after I said 1,000. So at 1,100, you're going to get another 10-pack bundle, stubs and XP. And then at 1,200, you're going to get a 20-pack bundle, stubs and XP. And then for the top 50 players of each season, you're going to get a prestige nameplate. And then I guess every month you get that, you get one with an extra plate?
Extra ring.
Extra ring on it?
Yeah.
Is there a max? Looks like that can only hold like five,
right? Well, I think it only shows four slots on the plate. I remember thinking that during the stream that it only showed four slots. So I'm hoping that it's going to be, because you're going to get some guys that are going to end up getting like nine rings. So
I'm going to get zero rings.
My goal is to make it to World Series once in MLB The Show 19. I've been very open about that. I would like to just make World Series one time. I mean,
okay, you know what? Let's make a challenge. First one there, the loser donates to the other one's Extra Life campaign.
Oh, done. Consider it done. What do you want to do? Do you want to do 15, 10 bucks, 25,000?
25,000. You're correct.
25,000. Woo, baby.
Pennies. Was that like 25 bucks? Let's do 25 bucks.
25 bucks US.
That sounds good to me. Shake hands. And if neither of us get there, we both have to.
We'll probably end up donating to each other's anyway, but we'll make a spectacle of it for the fans.
For
the culture.
It's funny that you mentioned that because right in front of me, I have a letter from the IWK Foundation thanking me for my generosity of last year.
And sending you a Canadian tax receipt that you can't do anything with?
Yeah. I didn't get that, actually, which is kind of funny. I think it's might be in my email. Probably. I've made a difference in the lives of maritime patients.
Well, we appreciate you.
And I like that you guys consider yourself maritime. That's cool.
We do. I can see my gold medal right over there that you helped me achieve.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, let's not.
I only got a silver this year, and it's possibly the most disappointing thing that's ever happened in my life.
All right, well, we'll fix that this year.
After, like, five golds. I think I have a silver and five golds.
I thought you were going to say, like, the most disappointing thing that's happened in your life after having to work with me every day.
Hey, that's, I love that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't see what all these are.
They sound numerous.
I had a silver, five golds in a row, and then I got a silver again. I'm very upset.
Okay.
But I do appreciate everybody that donated to thatsportsgamer.com/extralife, helping the kids of the Children's Specialized Hospital of New Jersey.
A hospital I have supported the last several years. I enjoy doing it every year.
What else?
My biggest thing rings. With this, before we move on, I do like that they've added some additional rewards beyond World Series. Mm-hmm. But, like, I hope it's not just going to be bundles. Like, that's, yeah. I mean, you're going to get a 10-pack bundle. You're going to be lucky to hit a silver.
But here's the thing. That 25,000 XP could be huge. A lot.
The 25,000 XP in that reward path. But, again, the guys that are making it to World Series, they're going to have that reward path maxed out within a month or two.
Well, in theory. Because you got to remember, are they going to be playing ranked seasons? Now there's reason to keep playing ranked seasons rather than doing some of this other team affinity stuff that's also going to be getting you XP. So
yeah,
lots of ways to play.
Maybe we need to talk to a more competitive player to see what their mentality is now with these changes. Because we both know, you and I are not the expert in that particular realm.
Might surprise you. If I can keep my kid asleep, if I can be guaranteed uninterrupted play, your boy can get to 1,000. I'm just saying. I think your boy can get there. Not going to lie, in like MLB 09, which had some of the worst connectivity problems in the world, your boy was in the top 50 for like a hot couple weeks.
It was 10 years ago.
Do you see the internet? You couldn't throw a slider. It just became a home run.
Oh, wow. Bob, in the chat, if you reach 1K, I'll donate $50. There you go. Gauntlet right. laid down. So not Wait, only
we
have that,
to write these things down. We need to write these things down.
Conquest is always a interesting place to start.
They didn't really talk about Conquest, have they?
They showed off briefly.
It's more maps. In like moments and stuff, right?
Yeah, like there's new maps. There's more specific little things to do in it. It's very interesting. It's not your traditional grandma's Conquest, but I do believe the traditional Conquest map is in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is it going to be worth grinding through Conquest, or are you going to be better off like doing March to October 1st? Like, this is the thing is they have made so many changes to how you can earn rewards that I honestly can't sit here 6 days out and say what the best path is.
Mm. It's really going to be getting your hands on the game and trying to figure it out.
Yeah, traditionally it was do Conquest. You do the Conquest map, complete the missions that go along with Conquest. You end up getting a pretty solid amount of golds.
And a diamond or two, right?
And a diamond or two. Like, Conquest was always the way to go. Mm-hmm. It would provide you the most bang for your buck right out of the gate, and then you could jump in. Unless
you didn't get disconnected.
Yeah,
from the
only the only exception is if you're a stick skill guy, and you're very good at the game. Obviously, you could jump into BR, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and try to go 12-0, get a flawless reward, sell that flawless reward for several hundred thousand K if you get one early enough, and then you can use that money to bankroll your team. But the majority of the people played Conquest first. March to October, in my opinion, fundamentally changes how you start playing Diamond Dynasty because, to be able to do the March to October, to be able to work on a team affinity, be able to jump in and get innings, like, I think the March to October makes a big difference.
Yeah, because if you pre-order a special edition, you're getting a diamond.
Yep.
If you can do March to October on All-Star, you're 40% of the way to another diamond. And then what? You get like 20 packs or something with one of them pre-orders? I mean, you're probably not going to pull a diamond in there, but I'm just saying.
You could.
There's possibilities. Whoa. Should not rub my ring against my desk. We'll get loud noises. But yeah, there's a possibility of, you getting out of the first couple weeks with half a squad of diamonds. I feel like by the end of the first month, if you're not really trying hard, you're going to get at least three diamonds.
Right.
So.
It's everything about how they've made it easier to acquire cards. Like you said, you do a team on All-Star, and then, you could...
Then you need 500 innings.
Yeah, or you could try to do one of the low-end exchange, which gives you 10.
Yeah.
I mean, although, to be fair... The point values on those exchanges looked astronomical.
Yeah.
They did not look like exchanges that people are going to want to be doing early on.
Right.
Especially when you consider, people are going to be trying to grind collections and things like that as well. I was just going to say, your point of the 500 innings might be the way to go.
Yeah. Speaking of ways not that I'm not going to get a diamond... a battle royale.
Agreed.
Battle royale, pretty much the same setup. 9 wins gets you an 80 to 84 gold. 12 wins gets you an 85 plus diamond. And 12-0 gets you... Okay, so you see these 5 cards here. You're going to get a choice of 3 of these 5 cards. And then you pick 1 from that.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I'm never going to get there. I do like that they kind of broke it up where you're going to get like an all-around good hitter. A good hitter versus lefties, a good hitter versus righty as a starter and a reliever. That seems like a good matchup, especially for this first pool. We'll have to see what they do as it continues down the line. But BR, I'm not good. I think maybe once I got to 9 wins, possibly. I feel like I'm a solid 7 guy.
7 is the most I've ever had.
I think I'm somewhere in there. Just can't do it. I don't know. You know what? It's because my mind is not wrapped around for Battle Royale. I'm in there for the 9-inning game. I'm working. I'm going to set you up with the fastballs these first two at bats so I can get you later in the eighth with the big hook. Can't do that short stuff.
No.
But BR. Also, you'll be able to redraft your team. So I guess that means you can just kill a run in the middle of something? Or can you just kill it in the middle of the draft? Or I guess you could do it, I guess, after you finish the draft and redo it, and then...
Yeah. Now, did I not hear them say that redrafting was limited to once per day?
I don't remember that.
I thought... maybe I heard it as a passing comment. I meant to go back. I actually had a note to go back and watch that again, and I didn't do it.
I didn't hear that, but...
I thought there was something where I saw them say it would be limited to once per day. Hmm.
That would make sense, because I want to say Madden has that. I think Madden and Draft Champions, or whatever Draft Champions is called now, I think Mutt Draft, I think that is limited to one a day.
Yeah.
So, possible. Possible. Yeah. But yeah, once you... If you redraft, you'll have to pay. I believe you have to pay your entry fee back in again.
Yeah, which makes me think that there may not be a limit to redrafting if you always have to pay 1,500 stubs.
Right.
I mean, hey.
But in Madden, you also have to pay tickets, I think, to get in. So, or I guess maybe that's just, I don't know. Maybe that's just ranked or something.
Maybe.
But I do think PR might be a good way to not only play with some of those high-end cards early and get a little bit of a feel for them, but also just kind of get a feel for the game. With cards at multiple tiers, because you know you're probably gonna get stuck with a common or two, or at least a common in your lineup, some bronzes and some silvers. So it'll let you kind of see what cards work for you, which is I feel like that's always been the nice little thing about BR. Assuming you can get cards that you would actually want to get in the real game,
right? Yeah. Like BR for me, I don't spend a whole lot of time in it because I'm really terrible at it. Like kind of what you said. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I give it the old college try every now and then to see, hey, maybe people are having an off day today. And
maybe I can sneak a win in here. Catch an IE boost.
Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe I can, you know, maybe I can, like, pull something together today and be like, hey, you know, maybe I'll fluke through 9 or 10 wins. But it's something I don't spend a whole lot of time on just because of the simple fact that I'm not very good at it. So
should we make the same move for... A 12-win BR run?
No, because I'm never going to do it. There's absolutely no chance I'm ever going to go 12-0. You know what? I was going to make a comment about the NHL community, but I've already gone down that road once today. But if anyone wants to get in BR and throw me some free wins.
But if we do it, what if we do like a $10 one on this one?
What is it? So you got to get the 12 wins?
Whichever one of us gets the 12 wins first.
Oh, man. Sure.
Sure. I mean, hey, you know what? It's for the kids.
It is for the kids. That's why I don't mind doing it.
Is snaggle.club/extra life set up for 2019?
It's not yet, no. I got to get on that. I'm doing some other charity stuff right now. I'm dipping my feet in some other things.
Okay.
You know, I'm doing the charity thing for the food bank next week. I'm trying some different things this year.
Tell the people so they know to go.
Next Thursday, starting at 7:30 a.m., Eastern time, we're doing a baseball launch week extravaganza. We're gonna have Out of the Park Baseball 20, MLB the Show 19, all day long, raising money for my local chapter of the food bank, which is in dire need of some donations. It's been a rough winter around here, so they're hurting. So I've decided I'm gonna, you know, we have a modest goal. I'd like to raise $500 if I could. Twitch.tv/snagglej. Giving away 5 copies of Out of the Park Baseball 20. So, got to be there to win.
I assume Rich proved that because I sure did not.
He absolutely 100% did.
He didn't even know about it till right now.
I posted it in the Discord like a week ago.
Yeah, and I said, I don't know about this.
I don't
know, it's for charity. You were just taking him, I thought.
I don't actually think I need approval. I think I think I could just take them and just... do what I want with them, but
it's questionable. I could probably I'm gonna just kick you off that dock. All right, next.
You're assuming I didn't copy them already and put them in a
collections. Collections are back. They're like the collections from the past.
They're horrible. They're Brett Cecil, kill me.
Yo, did you see that Brett Cecil?
I know. Oh yeah,
that Brett Cecil. low-key OP. Also, don't matter, because the Blue Jays got nobody, so it's going to be a real easy way to get.
I'm going to have that collection done in about 5 minutes.
Is there...
No, I don't expect them to even have a gold. Maybe smoke.
Stroman's... He was like an 84 last year, right?
No, he was a silver last year.
Yeah, well, 84. No, 84 is gold, right?
He was a 78 last year.
So he must have been an 84
previously.
Back in the day before they switched over.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would expect smoke may roll into gold territory. He had a good enough year last year that his rolling three-year average might push him into the gold territory. I do expect if they're going to have a gold, it's going to be Giles.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's Ken Giles fall on this?
100 miles Giles should be a gold. A gold.
Yeah, that Cecil looked like a playable card.
I mean, he's a lefty in the bullpen. There's only so many of those, especially with his pitch mix of that.
Was the deuce's first pitch?
Yeah, it was previously.
Yeah, so.
Previously, he had that big loop and curveball
so.
As his primary.
I think it's worth it. Go do it. They showed off some other cards. We don't need to get into that.
Yeah, collections are the same as they've always been. There's team collection, there's division collections, there's league collections, and there's the overall grand poobah of collections that somebody will have at two p.m. the first day.
There was one. They added a free agent set in the collections. They're going to be. Was it collections or programs that are going to have? It must have been. One of these has it where you can collect a bunch of rookies, and I guess that's going to scale throughout the year. I don't know if is that featured programs or was that?
I think it was under collections.
Well, this is all under collections. There's starter collections, live series collections, featured programs.
Yeah, there's.
I think it's under featured programs.
Yeah, you collect rookies and like historical all stars or whatever they call them, and legends and veterans.
Yeah, and I guess when the game's out, we'll find out who the live series rewards for all that is. As you remember, last year it was the Immortal Vlad for collecting all the live series cards.
Yes.
What if it's a... Well, they can't, but... Man, this Vlad injury messes up things. What if it was a signature series Vlad Jr.
Future Star?
Future Star.
Not gonna happen.
So I guess you wouldn't be signature series and Future Star. So
well, and they'd have to have someone sooner than that because they can't use him until he gets called up.
True.
And even if he wasn't hurt, he wouldn't be getting called up till the end of April. So they'd have to have someone before then.
Huh. I wonder... They wouldn't. But I wonder if they could make a deal with a minor leaguer, kind of how they did the Ohtani thing. I doubt it. That'd be real questionable.
Yeah, the Ohtani thing's a different story. I mean, he signed a major league deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of the gate, like he was going to be a major leaguer. There was no doubt. There's no doubt Vlad's going to be a major leaguer, but you're opening Pandora's box if you do that.
Yeah.
Because, then they're going to be like, well, if Vlad can do it, why can't you do it for Bo Bichette, who's a marketable minor leaguer, or Jesus Luzardo, or, you could name 1,000 minor leaguers that are marketable guys that they would, that'd be like, it would be a huge, huge rabbit hole that they wouldn't want to go down.
Be a big get. There is going to be the collections for stadiums, and doing the historic stadium collection is the only way you're going to be able to get the Polo Grounds. Also, I believe all the collection rewards... The Live Series rewards are non-sellable. I believe Polo Grounds is non-sellable.
Yes.
So I don't know how... Maybe a lot of these collections are going to be non-sellable. I would assume... Most of them are not.
I think they should have just taken Polo Grounds out of the game. Like, honestly, I hate it. It's stupid. I don't dislike historic stadiums, but a historic stadium that fundamentally changes how you play the game is a little bit much.
I believe the term you're looking for is
cheese. Good. It's cheese. It's total cheese. Like, I get it. There are people who will grind for Polo Grounds right out of the gate. You're going to get a classic historic stadium for pre-ordering, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. That is part of it.
And that's the thing. Everybody thought Polo Grounds was going to be one of those that you could get.
Yep. But
it is not.
But I am very happy that it's not sellable once people get it. So at least that will limit the number of Polo Grounds that you will see.
Mm-hmm. And actually, some of those stadiums were pretty expensive last year. So
yeah.
now with the reward of Polo Grounds, I assume they're actually going to be even more this year. So
yeah, I do enjoy like Metrodome though. The Metrodome's always fun. Mm-hmm.
There's like one or two of them that I really like, and I can never remember the names off the top of my head.
Is one? Of I feel them like Turner Field.
No, I don't love Turner Field. I'm not really great there. Last year, I played good at the Chop House. What do we call it?
SunTrust.
SunTrust, yeah. Yeah, I never played well at Turner Field. I don't know why.
Hashtag bring back Olympic Stadium.
Yeah.
Bring it back. It'll be in the game. It'll be in MLB The Show 21 when Tampa Bay moves to Montreal.
That would be pretty sweet. They should put in the game now. Yeah. Why wait? What else? Yeah, I feel like Scheib Field is good. I don't remember. I could also be thinking of Crosby. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young Field. Yep. Which is the one with the bullpen in right field that I lost a game in because I doubled into it when I could have easily had an inside-the-park home run, but I landed in the bullpen, and I was very upset.
I just prefer to use the minor league stadiums, if I'm being honest.
That reminds me, I'm going to use Riverbank Stadium a lot this year. That's the one with the
Ferris bridge.
The bridge in left field.
Yeah.
Because I just found out that the stadium, which pretty much that was built to look like, the stadium in Camden, just got torn down like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was home to the Camden River Sharks, the ball that Bruce the Beast Hurst, not Bruce Hurst, what was his name? We talked about this on a couple episodes ago. Hurst. What was his name? Something. Hit a home run. That was the stadium. That's the ball over there. And now they tore it down. I was very upset. I'm dying.
Oh, my jeez.
I'm ready. I need this game in my blood. It's like a panacea for all that ails me. What else? Live rosters. Rosters, the way it's going to work. Attributes 1 week. Or no. Transactions are going to come out, and then there's going to be transactions and attributes, and then transactions, and then transactions and attributes, and then transactions. That's going to be the way it goes this year. I'm excited for that. I don't really love the 2 week thing, especially because it didn't feel like they were more aggressive using it last year.
Yeah.
I still felt like there was guys that deserved updates that either never got them or got them way later than they should have.
I mean, my biggest thing is I don't, on the surface, I don't like the every other week roster updates, because that's how I'm going to look at it. I don't look at the transactions as being roster updates.
Yeah,
I mean, how many transactions really occur in a 7 day span? I mean,
yeah, outside of
the end of April and at the trade deadline, not a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, the only thing that was big in those transaction ones were if they would change a position.
Yeah.
That could be important.
But. Or if they added a player that had gotten previously called up as a rookie. Like, I think everyone's going to be looking forward to when, you know. But, I mean, those guys aren't really huge impact cards when they come in.
Yeah.
Like, they're cool to have. Like, it's going to be cool to have a Vlad card and all the other guys that get called up. It's going to be cool to have their cards, too. But they're not impact cards. Like, by the time the end of April rolls around, they're afterthoughts. You get them for your collection, and that's that.
Where does Vlad start? Silver?
I would say silver is a reason. I don't think any of them start above a silver. I think those guys are probably silvers.
I feel like even Acuna started bronze.
The one thing that my caveat to this is I'm okay with every other week attribute updates if I get an equal amount of content to keep me busy.
Mm-hmm. Like if those off weeks are new events.
Like, that's the thing. Like if I'm getting a constant flow of new events and new cards and, you know, when ranked seasons reset, like, I won't notice that it's 2 weeks for roster. Like, I'm okay with 2 weeks for attribute updates. I think a 14-day span is a big enough sample size to make an adjustment to a player. I'm okay with it not being 7 days. How much can you really change a player in 7 days? Like, it's really an insignificant amount. So, like, you know, you're going to incrementally move a guy as opposed to, you know, maybe you can move a guy 3 points on a 14-day rotation because he has a little bit of a better span. But, again, if I have content and events and things to do to keep me busy, I don't care when the roster updates come in. I really don't. I've never been a market investor. where I'm going to have hundreds of a player because I think he might, you know, go from, you know, silver to gold, for example. Maybe it's something I should get into.
That's the moneymaker, silver to gold.
Maybe it's something I should look at. It's not something I've ever done. I don't think the roster updates being on two-week rotations would have any impact on your ability to invest. In fact, I think it might make it a bit easier because instead of every Wednesday people, you know, being on and snagging up all the cards, I think you're going to see it more gradually over a 14-day span. But again, if content's there, I'm not going to notice it as much.
Yeah, I'm ready. I will probably do my look for guys that are 2 points under the next year, load up on them, and then not worry about anything. Who did I have? There was one guy I missed with last year, and I forget who it was. Like, but the thing was, when I did it, I was always doing like bronzes to silvers,
yeah,
or low silver or silvers to gold. I wasn't the kind of guy that was trying to buy a bunch of golds hoping to turn to diamonds.
Like,
that I just don't have.
Don't get me
wrong. I have a problem with keeping stubs in my wallet.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I do invest in players, but like I'm talking like maybe 10 or 15 of a guy, not like 400 of a guy like I've seen some people do. Like, I'll gladly invest like 15 of a guy who I think is going to go gold, and I'll take my 15K in quick sells and move on. Like I'm not that dedicated that I'm going to invest 400 cards into one guy. Just not going to do it. I agree. The gold to diamond is way too sketchy. I think they are super, super, super cautious moving people from the gold to diamond tier for that exact reason, on fears that it would inundate the market with stubs. I think we saw that last year. There was a long period of time where certain players were waiting. I think Javi Baez was one of them, where
he finally made gold at the end, right?
He finally made diamond at the end, I believe. And he was having a diamond-like season. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just when they see, you know, how many Javi Baez's are in circulation that people are holding on to, they know that when he goes diamond, like, that's going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that one is one, in my opinion, I like to stay away from. But I may invest a little more this year. But, I mean, I'm talking like maybe I'll stock up like 30 or 40 of a guy. Mm-hmm. Not like, again, I'm not going to get into the hundreds on a guy. I just don't have
unless there's a bronze you really believe in.
I mean, when Vladdy Guerrero comes out, if he's like a 77, I might wait 2 weeks for his price to go down and then nab every one of them that there is.
It's not a bad idea. Got to get those Acuñas because he's going to go diamond, so obviously.
He's a 83, isn't he, or something like that? Or
yeah. Braves, I think, had – they showed off their top three live series cards, or four in a couple of positions. I think the Braves had – I think they counted Freddie Freeman as the top first baseman. I think Albies was the top second baseman. Or no, Albies was the third second baseman. And I think Acuña was the second left fielder. Cheers.
So the question is, are you going to invest in Acuña in perfect team? Because now he's got to go from an 84 to a 90 in perfect team.
No, but I'll just get him. If Acuña plays the same way, if the new Acuña plays the same way as last year's Acuña, I'm not even going to look at him because he frustrated me too much.
Right.
With his hitting 200. I'd hit 35 bombs.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, Votto should be gold.
I agree with that.
No, I think Votto should probably be a little better, but the problem is, I don't know, at some point you got to rank them kind of how they would play in the game, because I feel like a Votto card in the game might not be as good as the other two, just because the other two have more power. I mean, it's weird. Goldie's got the defense.
I think, and again, you know, this is where the three-year average thing comes into play, right? Mm-hmm. You know, last year for Votto, big down year. Career low average, 12 home runs, 67 RBIs. Like, and that's in 145 games. So it's not like he missed a huge chunk of time. So the power has disappeared. Still led the league in on-base percentage. But, like, again, Votto coming off a really bad year, I can definitely see where I agree – that Freeman and Goldschmidt should be in a tier just a little bit above Votto.
I can see them all being the same. They're all the same rating, but it makes sense because they're at first base. They are going to your overall is going to get a bump at first base by having power.
Yeah,
and Votto does not have the same power as the other guys, but he's got the defense and the vision.
Yeah, I still think he should start out a few points less. But I mean, after a month, he'll probably exceed them all anyway, because I think he's due for a big bounce back.
Or he's a Josh Donaldson and will never go down.
Also, that too.
It's highly possible. Chris, what are your plans for this week?
What day is today?
Today is Tuesday. This is when you tell them what you're doing on Friday.
Today is Tuesday, so Friday.
Oh, or Thursday, when I get my next match in the SWF.
Thursday night, wrestling over on the Snaggle Wrestling Network, twitch.tv/SnaggleJ, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time start. First episode after King of the Ring as we head towards the big pay-per-view SummerSlam 2 weeks from last Sunday. So it's, what, 11 days from now?
Do I look cool? Did you change my outfit? Do I look cool?
You should go look at the YouTube archive. It's on there. Link in the description.
Right. Does it have a timestamp?
It does. Link in the description.
Does the timestamp work?
It should.
All right. Excellent. I'm in.
I didn't actually check it, but you just trust me.
Like, did I go against the phenomenal one in my first ever singles match?
You did, yeah.
AJ versus TJ?
The big news this week, Friday, the world... wide launch of the 20th edition of Out of the Park Baseball. I'm hype. You're hype.
Shirt off.
All the friends at home are hype. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage at twitch.tv/OTBDevelopments all day. I will be live personally starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time, kicking off my perfect team. I'm going to do some other things intermingled in there while we wait for the entry pool to load and stuff. Can guarantee a minimum of 50K worth of packs.
What?
Right off the hop. We're doing 50K worth of packs. Guaranteed Friday night. Again, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I can't wait. Next Thursday, I'm going to be doing over on my personal channel all day. Out of the Park 20. MLB The Show 19. We'll be flipping back and forth. We'll have wrestling next Thursday night as well. We're going to be raising money for the food bank all day long. So make sure you guys stop by there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Basically, it's just going to be like baseball. Baseball season is here. It's here. Let's do it. Let's get baseball. Baseball.
50,000 perfect points?
Yep.
I'll talk to you offline. this Friday, twitch.tv/OTPDevelopments from 12 a.m. That would be mind-boggling. From 12 noon to about, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll be playing Out of the Park Baseball 20. As Chris said, launch of the game. Should be a ton of fun. Chris will stream later that night. I will be starting my, what am I calling this? Redbirds Rising Cardinals franchise. New Cardinals hat in the mail. I just ordered the 2017 Players Weekend hat. Looks kind of legit. Hopefully it doesn't get messed up with the green screen because it's got some light blue on it. Ready for that. And then also Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, right here, twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. Smash that follow button. We'll be starting the Southside Hitmen franchise. All subs to the channel will get created in the draft class as really good players. I made them really good players now. They're going to be like 3/4 of the way to pro, so it should be pretty dope. And then next Tuesday, so much MLB The Show. I'm going to drop my kid off sometime with my parents, and then I'm going to play MLB The Show for like 6 hours. It's going to be great.
Nice. I'm hype. I was actually saying earlier that I probably won't touch MLB The Show until the Thursday stream.
Because
I might just save.
You'd need to cut my arms off.
Well, I might play it, but I might just not open any of my pre-order stuff. Like, I might keep the pre-order stuff until the Thursday stream and kind of kick off the Thursday stream with the pre-order stuff, maybe throw a Bundy in there somewhere. So I might just play, like, March to October and try to get that done, like, offline, like, before Thursday. But yeah, I might save the pre-order content, which is, see, because that's the thing. I have such a jammed week, right? Like, doing this with you tonight. I have other stuff to do tomorrow night. Thursday night is wrestling. Friday night is OTP. Saturday and Sunday is probably just going to be wild with OTP social stuff. Monday is This Week in Perfect Team. Tuesday, we'll probably do something here with Bullpen Banter.
Oh, right. I'll be streaming Tuesday night on OTP Dylan's.
That's right. So, I mean, these next...
We got a lot.
The next 10 days, man, it's a grind. It's a grind for us.
And then next
as
Sunday...
As much as I'd love to just sit enjoying baseball games, we have responsibilities.
And then next Sunday, catch me at Citizens Bank Ballpark with my sweet new Rhys Hoskins hoodie on, an OTP t-shirt on, and my Brave socks. Don't tell anybody where I'm wearing Brave socks. Right into the enemy's nest. It's going to be great.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Also, sometime this week, maybe Saturday, check out a hot Bullpen Banter mound visit where I'm going to give you my favorite five hats from this year's upcoming Copa de la Diversión in the minor leagues. As you know, big fan of hats. I have... What do I got? No. Where is it? I'm missing one, Chris. Uh-oh. Am I wearing it? No. I got my Flying Chonklas from last year. I got my whatever the Hillsboro Hops name was last year. And now I can't think of what the other one was. What's the other one I have? Oh, my Tokino one. My Iron Pigs bacon hat. There's a lot of cool new logos out there. I wish they would put the more minor league jerseys in the games, but they're not going to do that. But it's all good. I still love everybody. Chris, thank you very much for joining me on this edition of Bullpen Banter.
As always, it is my pleasure. I'm glad that we're, back to doing these again and back to hopefully by this time next week, we don't hate MLB The Show 19 because I feel like...
My God, if that happened, I don't know, I'd lose my mind. I don't know if I could handle it.
It's funny because, again, after recording a podcast before this and now doing this live show, I've been talking about baseball video games for the better part of 2.5 hours tonight. And, I'm cautiously optimistic, but like I just hope that this time next Tuesday night I don't want to like rip the last few follicles of hair I have left out of my scalp. This,
you might love baseball video games so much that this time next week you might be running out to GameStop. Babbage's, what do you got up there?
EB Games.
You still have the electronics boutique. I forgot.
EB Games, yeah.
You might be going out there to pick up your Switch copy of RBI Baseball. Did they?
Okay.
Are there physical copies of RBI Baseball?
One, not a chance in hell I would pick up a physical copy. Two, not a chance I would be seen buying RBI Baseball.
But you get the Bregman coin.
No, I'm okay. If I'm going to, I told you, I'm gonna wait till it's $5. I'm going to buy it on the eShop. Everything will be fine. That's how that's going to happen.
Oh, my God. You know what I just realized? My 2001 All-Star Game coin doesn't say Safeco Field, so we're good. We're good. Because it's now T-Mobile Park. We're good. We're good, guys. Man. It's on the ground now, but we're still good. All right, guys. Thank you very much for watching. Do appreciate it. If you want to follow us, you can follow me everywhere at ThatSportsGamer. Chris, everywhere at SnaggleJ. You can follow him pointing at his hat wherever you may be.
Montgomery Biscuits. I've been waiting 8 years to get this hat. Finally, I got it.
Congratulations. What happened? I did a bet with Paul, and he beat me, and then he got a Montgomery Biscuits hat, but not the one with the biscuit on it. He got, like, an M. It was depressing thing
I've ever seen in my life. Is it the M and then the biscuits, like, peeking around the one side?
I think it was just an M.
Before we get out of here, can I tell the story of why I love this hat so much?
Because it's a biscuit.
Listen, when
Lids, doesn't love biscuits?
When Lids first got the license to carry MILB hats, I was working there as a regional manager. And the first drop of MILB hats was 146. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I remember we used to have like the embroidery machine at the front of the store. And then we had like the TV that displayed out into the mall so like people could see like what we were designing and stuff. And we were just going through and like looking at all the hats. And I remember stopping on this hat and thinking, this is the greatest hat in existence. I mean, it's a biscuit with a face and a butter slice for a tongue. And I never bought it. I just never bought it. And 8 years have gone by, and I haven't worked at Lids since 2012. And finally, I said, you know what? I was looking at getting... I picked up the other hat. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, and you should. I mean, why don't you follow me on Instagram.com/SnaggleJ? Just go do it. But I wanted to pick up the Jays Stars and Stripes hat from last year, which was super awesome. All red with the big gold Blue Jay maple leaf in the front. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy the Biscuits hat. So here we are. So I feel like this is like the holy grail of hats for me now. I may never buy another hat. End story.
I can't get behind that logic of never buying another hat. I did find my Tokino hat.
I have like five in my cart still.
I think I have a Coquise de Florida hat on the way. I got to check. I might need to get a Coquise de Lehigh Valley next. I don't know.
Are we still partnered with Trenton Thunder? That is a yes, right?
We are still partnered with Trenton Thunder.
I need a contact for some swag there.
It's called go to Google Trenton Thunder and then click the shop button and then buy your swag. Pretty straightforward, bro.
That doesn't sound like a hookup.
Yeah. That's how it works. People got to make money.
I'll just buy it from Lids so I can use my Lids card.
You really think Lids? Yeah, sure. It's dope color stuff. Definitely check out the Trenton Thunder hat. That might make the list. I'm going to have to look. All right, guys. Thank you very much for watching. Chris, I have great news for you. I'm not going to forget this time.
Oh, thank the Lord.
But yeah, I just want to thank you all for watching. But now it is time for you to get out of the bullpen and get into the game. Muted. And we're out.